The fourth session of the Forum on Human Rights, Democracy and the Rule of Law. To start, I'd like to wish a warm welcome to the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mr. Volker Türk. I also want to thank and congratulate His Excellency, Patricia Hermans, Ambassador and Perm Rep of the Bahamas, who was kind enough to accept the task of presiding this session of the forum. As you know, the decision to create this forum was taken by the Human Rights Council in 2015 through Resolution 2814, highlighting the importance of dialogue on the theme of human rights, democracy, and rule of law. Since then, the forum has become a space to share experiences, challenges, and best practices to ensure respect for human rights, democracy, and the rule of law in an environment of mutual understanding and respect. In previous sessions of the forum, we explored important elements of democracy and actors in democratization, the role of youth in public decision making, the role of parliaments in promoting human rights, democracy and rule of law, and access to justice for all. I'm pleased to see that during one of the debates in the forum of this year, participants will take stock of the recommendations and conclusions of previous sessions and will assess progress made in implementation. Consistent with Resolution 46.4 of the Human Rights Council, the theme of the session this year will be strengthening democracies to build back better, challenges and opportunities. In electing this theme in the context of the post-COVID-19 recovery process, the Council urged Member States to reaffirm their full commitment to Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development as a project to build back better after the pandemic. The Council also urged states to promote good governance at all levels and to develop effective institutions, responsible, transparent institutions, and decision-making processes that were more receptive and inclusive. And we've lost the audio. That take into account that from any crisis, opportunities can arise, and the forum offers an opportunity to consider the impact the COVID pandemic has had on institutions and democratic processes, on human rights, and on rule of law. Analyzing the level of resilience of institutions and democratic processes, we can then identify gaps and focus on those as groundwork, as preparation for future global crises. In the last 2 years, the Human Rights Council has considered the widespread multidimensional impact of the pandemic in a large number of resolutions, reports, and discussion panels. In particular, 66% of resolutions adopted on average by the Council since June 2020 refer to COVID-19, both in thematic context but also in terms of country specifics. At various round tables, in various reports that have recently been considered by the Council, there have been in-depth studies of the repercussions of the COVID pandemic on human rights. Focusing on the way forward, those reports propose key elements for a sustainable recovery, tackling inequality, creating a new social contract, recognizing the key role of civil society, promoting sustainable development, and guaranteeing a healthy environment and planet. Many of those elements are reflected in the program of work for this session of the forum, with the first panel focused on mapping democratic erosion related to the pandemic. The second is devoted to developing stronger institutions and building trust in government, and the third on ways to rebuild trust through bolstering horizontal links throughout society. And the fourth panel will focus on inspirational examples of specific instruments, best practices, and new initiatives to bolster democratic safeguards, while also improving preparations for future crises. I wish all of you great success in your debates, and I look forward to the outcomes of the session, which will undoubtedly provide useful, future-oriented recommendations. I want to stress that all of you have the opportunity over the next 2 days to contribute actively to this set of recommendations while we build on the results of previous sessions of the forum. I urge all of you to exploit this opportunity to continue contributing with your specialized knowledge and your practical experience in promoting human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. The Human Rights is the forum par excellence for supporting your efforts in that direction. I thank you.
I thank the President of the Human Rights Council for his opening remarks, highlighting the importance of the